Welcome back to the Midday Show, 98.1 KZE. And it is my great pleasure to welcome Bernie Wagenblast to the Midday Show. Hi, Bernie.
Hello there, Adam. Great to be with you. Thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you. Bernie is a transportation journalist, a voice actor, and a recovering radio personality. Do I have it right?
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah. How did
A
we
few different
connect?
hats.
Yes. How did we connect? You met our station owner a few weeks back or something?
Well, I had known him from a while back,
Oh,
but he
from
had
your.
invited me up when Red Hook had its Pride Fest. And I came up there and was broadcasting it live on the station. So it was one of the first times I've been live on radio in a while. So it was quite a lot of fun.
Yeah. But you're right now in a town called Cranford, New Jersey. What county? Where's Cranford?
It's in Union County, which is southwest of Newark. I'm about 19 miles as the crow flies from Times Square.
Gotcha. Is that anywhere near Morristown?
It would be southeast of Morristown.
Okay. Well, all my family is from New Jersey, but I grew up in New York. Both my parents grew up in New Jersey. So all my aunts and uncles, grandparents, cousins, everybody was out in New Jersey. So I spent a lot of time all over New Jersey throughout my life. And of course, the proximity to New York City is pretty close, pretty close.
Yes,
So
indeed.
anyway, nice to meet you, and I'm glad for this opportunity to talk to you because you have an interesting life and an interesting career. And there is, of course, the radio voice acting connection there. Tell me a little bit about how you got into the transportation journalism in particular.
Sure. Well, one of my first jobs, about a year after I graduated from college, was I was hired as one of the original on-air reporters for this company called Shadow Traffic, which at the time was brand new. It was 1979.
Wow.
And we came to New York and we were going to provide virtually every station in and around the New York City suburbs and New York City itself with traffic reports. And I was lucky enough at 23 years old to be one of the first hires. And I was on stations like 1010 Winds and Music Radio 77 WABC doing traffic at such a
I
young
remember Shadow Traffic. That was ubiquitous.
age. We were on virtually every station in the tri-state area.
Wow. Okay. And now let's flash forward some time, and you're a voice on the New York City subway recordings. Tell me a little bit about that because those are so deep into like a New Yorker. I moved up to the Hudson Valley like, 5, 6 years ago, but I mean, a tried and true New Yorker and re spent my life riding this New York City subway system. Please stand clear of the closing doors, congestion ahead. Those are probably the two most common, because you're sitting in a tunnel half your life, it feels like, in here. But what was your role exactly? And tell me a little, and you have to have some great stories.
Oh, sure. Well, 2009, somebody I knew from the MTA knew my radio background, and he called me and he said, "Listen, we're doing this new project. We're calling them countdown clocks, and we need a voice for these countdown clocks." And what they are, if you've ever been in the New York City subway in any of the numbered line stations, you'll see displays up that tell you how many minutes it will be before your train is coming into the station. Part of it
Oh,
was
okay.
also trying to get people not to lean over the platform and look down the tunnel to see
That's very
the
dangerous. A
headlights.
lot of people, you see these statistics about how many people are hit by train, and you're like, I can't believe that's true. And I guess that's only one of the problems. People fall. I guess that's another concern.
Sure. And so I went into a studio. This is 2009. We spent a couple of days recording. I recorded about 1,000 different individual brief recordings, things like
Really?
uptown, downtown, Bronx bound, different letters and numbers. And probably my most well-known line that you'll hear, it would sound something like this: "Please stand away from the platform edge." So that's
Wow.
me that says that.
Now you just modulated your voice, right?
Yes, I
You
did.
can we also mention your gender preference
Sure.
or your not preference, right? That's incorrect.
Gender identity is one way
Gender
of.
identity. Thank you for correcting me. I appreciate it. You've transitioned, so you have trained your voice, right, to have a more feminine quality,
Yes. Now,
which
because.
must feel more natural for you anyway.
Oh, I think it does, but it takes a lot of work. I
Yeah.
socially transitioned a little over 2.5 years ago. But voice has played such a big role in my life that I wanted to have a voice that matched the physical presentation that I was putting forth. And trust me, it is not easy when you transition from male to female, and after you've gone through male puberty and your voice is deepened, to get a more feminine sounding voice. You have to start discovering muscles in your throat that you never were aware of, but it's not just pitch, it's also resonance, it's how you use your voice, wow, how you word things. So there's a lot of different elements that go into that. And for me, it's an ongoing process. I don't think that I'll ever be finished with trying to work on this. It sounds different now than it did 6 months ago, but...
And it will probably sound different in 6 months from now.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah. And did you do this on your own? Did you seek help for that?
I sought help in a couple of ways. I went to a couple of voice therapists that gave me some tools to help with that. But I also turned, as many of us do when we're trying to figure out how to do something we're not familiar with, the internet and YouTube. And I saw different videos of people that had successfully changed and modulated their voices and learned some tips. But a lot of it is just a lot of practice and a lot of patience. You just have to really work at it and try to get to where you want it to be.
Wow. I'm speaking with Bernie Wagenblast, who is a voice actor. It's all about voices now. I spend so much of my time talking into microphones that I think my memoir is going to be called I Talk Into Microphones. Because between this, I also have a podcast that I've been doing since 2011. I'm often recruited for Q&As at film screenings, film festivals, which I work with or have worked with over the years. So, and then, of course, most of all, here at the radio station. So I relate to you, Bernie. There's one other area which we haven't gotten to yet, which, you know, one of the greatest and most successful and connective shows that have come out on Broadway, and first off Broadway, is, of course, Hamilton, right? Which, of course, really sprang Lin-Manuel Miranda's career. And now he's, of course, iconic. And you had the opportunity to work on a project with Lin, right?
Yes. Last year, I got a call asking me to be a part of a new album that Lin was putting together called Warriors, which is a musical version of the 1979 cult classic movie, The Warriors.
Yeah, of course.
And Lin asked me to be the voice of the train conductor on the album, which came out in October. So I'm on 5 different tracks doing subway announcements on the album. So to be in a recording studio with Lin-Manuel Miranda and his co-writer Issa Davis just blew me away. I could not believe I was doing this. I was at Atlantic Records and I'm thinking, I wonder who else is recorded in this studio. So many legendary musicians. And here I am being in this studio. What is happening? Pinch me.
Yeah, no, totally. Of course. I mean, Atlantic Records, Aretha Franklin, Ray Charles, et cetera, et cetera. In between our breaks here, we can record a station ID from one of the most famous New York City voices. It's also an anonymous New York voice. How does that feel to you that you know, as much work and as much as people hear your voice, right? Mm-hmm. That you remain anonymous behind it. How's that?
It's a strange kind of fame. Almost every New Yorker knows my voice, but very few people recognize me. There was a brief time when I had some stories and I was in the news, like in the New York Times and on CBS, and people were recognizing me and would like to take selfies and things like that, which was kind of a cool experience. But the other side of it is, you know, I can be on the subway and no one believes that the voice that they just heard coming out of the loudspeakers is standing next to them. So that's kind of a strange feeling.
Unless, again, you shift and modulate the voice back to your, that old voice of yours. It's been such a pleasure. I really appreciate your coming on the Midday Show. And I was so glad for the opportunity to meet you and to hear your story in it, which I assume we're just scratching the surface. I look forward perhaps having you on after your memoir is written. You can't use I Speak Into Microphones, but you can figure out your own title. But I'm sure it will be a very, very, very exciting story to read about for sure.
Thank you so much, Adam. It has been a pleasure being on the show with you.
Anytime. I really appreciate it. Thank you. Bernie Wagenblast has been my guest today here on the Midday Show. You're listening to 98.1 KZE.